Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph, and we will start the last two lines, last couple of lines, four lines on Chaf Mabez. The Mishnah had quoted the difference between the first, why we do the order of the first and the second bracha, which we will get into in a minute. And again, today's shiur, remember, the Mesechta's shiur are sponsored by the Elman family, Li'ili Nishbas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chil, Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim, Basher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Bar Leib, Azriel Rubin, Basha, Basher Binyamin, Rubin, Alehem, Hashalom. So the Mishnah had said that the first bracha is said before the second, the first parsha is said before the second parsha, because the first parsha is Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim, and the second parsha is the Kabbalah Sam Mitzvos, and then we have the parsha of Shema, and then we went into exactly what is the halacha in terms of putting on tefillin and davening? Do you put on and Kriya Shema? Do you put on before and do you put on afterwards? We had different mesoras along the way. Then the Gemara quoted Reb Yanai. Reb Yanai said that you need a guf naki, you need a clean body for tefillin. What does that mean? Does it mean just that one is not allowed to pass wind? Or does it mean you have to actually have a hesach hadas? Is it a physical? Is it a spiritual? The Rishonim explain. And the Gemara also said that we can't trust people just that wear tefillin because they might be fakers and just wearing tefillin in order to give us a certain impression, but really it's not they're hiding something. As we saw this story, that there was somebody that was wearing tefillin and he was given a security to watch and he denied it afterwards. Reminds me a little bit of the, I think we might have mentioned this once in the Shiurim already, the Meiri quotes in the Hakdama to Shas, and also it's quoted in other Rishonim as well, that Aseres HaDibros, we spoke about the Aseres HaDibros a couple weeks ago, how it's hidden in Shema, but also the Rishonim relate and connect each of the Dibros that are on the same line. If you have five and five on each side, then one and six and two and seven and etc., they're connected. So a number of them are pretty straightforward, right? We have Anokhi Shem Elokecha, Kenecha de Lo Sirtzach. Lo Sirtzach is the ultimate rejection of Tselem Elokim in every person. So that's one and six. And then we have Avodah Zarah and Lo Sinaf throughout Tanakh. Right, we have when we stray from Hashem, that is considered lo sinaf. That's 2 and 7. Skip the next one. Four and nine is Shabbos and Eidos Sheker. Shabbos is Eidos HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So that's why those two are parallel. And the last one's Kibud Avim and Losachmod. Kibud Avim is recognizing that it's not about me in the world. I recognize that I need others. And Losachmod is also about knowing that I have to know my place and know that other people's stuff is not mine. So knowing, keeping the balance, Kibud Avim and Lo Sachmod could be about those. What about 3 and 7? 3 and 7, Lo Sisa and Lo Signov. What does Lo Sisa and Lo Signov have to do with each other? So the Meiri says, well, you might say that Lo Sisa leads to Lo Signov, Lo Signov leads to Lo Sisa. Because if you steal, you're probably going to have to swear to cover it up. And therefore, don't steal because it's going to end up Lo Sisa. But then he says another pshat. Remember, Shechter liked to say this many years ago. And remember, he quoted it from the Hakdama of the Meiri and Shas. I'm like, how am I going to find this? So I started looking. It's on the second page. So that's all I went through. But if it would have been on the 10th page, maybe I would have gone through more of the of that Hakdama. But the Meiri says, these are people who wear the badge of orthodoxy and Shmiras Mitzvahs on the outside, but then they go and do other things on the inside. And his Lashon is, they wear talis and tefillin and they go steal from each other. Right? So that's Dafka exactly like this type of, right? That's wearing the badge of Hashem Hashem in vain. That's what he calls it. That's Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Kachal Hashav. We go and steal and we're wearing tefillin. Right, exactly like this this person over here, this anonymous person who took the security, who was wearing tefillin. Right, that's the that was the problem with him. He was violating, so to speak, the figurative Lo Sisa in his actions. Okay, so now we're up to the next Reb Yanai, who already spoke about needing a gufnaki. Maybe it's connected. Hayalovshan acher chol yoshlosha yamim. After he was ill, he didn't put his tefillin on for 3 days because he still felt the effects of being sick. And therefore, he wouldn't. Maseches Ksubis. He wouldn't put on tefillin for 3 days. Lomar shacholi mamarik. And this teaches me that sickness and illness cleanses us. It cleanses us, and it is a type of yisurin. Matam. What's the source? The source for this is a pasuk. Hasolech lachalav onaychi. The he forgives. Thank you. He forgives all of our sins. Harofe l'chol tachloaychi. And that's connected, right? Forgiving the sins and giving refuah l'chol tachloaychi, right? You see, the sickness is connected to sins, and it's all for our benefit. The Rambam says also, the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah discusses that when somebody is uncomfortable in pain, so that's when, right, they are, so to speak, they're putter from tefillin. That's what Rabbi Yonai was saying. For 3 days afterwards, says the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dalet Alach Yud Gimel, Mitzta'er, Umishein Daito Nechona, Umiyusheves Alav. If somebody's in pain or his das is not focused, putter minat tefillin. Shamaniach tefillin, Asilu Lahasiach Daito Mehen. Because when we're wearing tefillin, we have to have a hesach hadas. We are not allowed to have a hesach hadas. We have to have focus. We have to know what we're doing. And therefore, if somebody is mitzta'er or ain't daito nechon, he doesn't put on tefillin. The Rambam also quotes, you know, relating to what we just saw, that if somebody's traveling, after a couple of days after he gets to where he's going, he doesn't wear tefillin the first couple of days because his das is not miyushav. We don't pass it like any of these Rambams, because we would never wear tefillin. We can't have the correct focus. But that's what the Rambam says. But interestingly, mitzvah is pater, ask the Kesef Mishnah. Since when do we say that because you can't concentrate, don't do the mitzvah? Do the mitzvah and push yourself and make it your business to concentrate. Right? Since when do we say that, you know, mitzvah, sukkah has a special din. Mitztar pater min sukkah. Tosfos says that's because of teshuv keinta duru. Sukkah has to be like you live. But all other mitzvahs, you have to do. Well, you're uncomfortable with it. You're mitztar, you can't focus, so focus. So the Kesef Mishnah says, no, that's a special din. Special din by tefillin. Because of Rabbeinu Manoach. The Kesef Mishnah calls Rabbeinu Manoach. Ava gav de b'shar mitzvahs amrinan. Mitztar yiboy li yisuvei daite. Hocha shayni mishum hesach hadas. It's a special din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands. And therefore, we have to make sure to do our best not to have the hesach hadas. Okay, we have to try to have our tefillin on as much as we can, as we will talk about Be'ez Hashem in a minute. Okay, so this is Rabbi Yonai, but again, for a couple of days, he didn't wear tefillin, and he took it, and it teaches us that sickness is also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lo havi tefiloi zoi minei. His tefillin did not leave him. His tefillin didn't leave him. Lo b'kaita, v'lo b'sisfa. It didn't leave him in the winter. It didn't leave him in the summer. He was always wearing tefillin. V'kach nog Rabbi Eliezer, talmidu acharav. And Rabbi Eliezer, also after him, always wore tefillin. Right. How long does one have to have tefillin on? Nowadays, we only wear tefillin for shacharis. But again, in the days of old, they used to wear tefillin all day. It was clear. The Prima Gadim has a suffix, whether that's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. The idea of wearing tefillin all day. Because tefillin is, it says in the Torah you have to wear tefillin. How often to wear tefillin? Doesn't say. It's one of those open-ended mitzvos. It just says, wear tefillin. So the Prima Gadim, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Prima Gadim in Siman Lamed Zayin, he quotes the suffix, whether this is a din d'oraisa or a din, let me just find it, Lamed Zayin, or a din d'rabbanan. Ayin Prima Gadim shem estapik, imin ha-Torah chayev kol hayom, o min ha-Torah dai berega echad sheminiach. 1 minute. Umidurabanan kalayom. Ubitlu achshav shein lanu gufnaki. Right, it's much easier to say that it's durabanan because that explains why we don't wear it all day nowadays. But if it's daraisa, then we're basically saying we're anus. Right, we can't keep a clean head or a clean body, so that would be a little more difficult. Umasik, and the Prima Gadim ends off, says the Pira Lacha, Dikaran shel dvarim shem lo iniach yom echad klal tefillin. If I skip one whole day without tefillin, then I'm a vatel a mitzvah saseh. Ubi iniach rega alav ki a mitzvah. If I wear it for a moment, I'm a kai in the mitzvah. I'm a mitzvah menamuvchar minatora lios halasam kol hayom. To wear it all day. But Meikar Adin, how long? So the Stipler has a piece in Maseches Brachos where the Stipler discusses whenever you have an open-ended mitzvah, it's once a day, every day. Once a day, every day. And that's tefillin, and that's Berachas Kohanim, and other mitzvahs. You might say Talmud Torah is related to that. Right? Once a day, every day, that is when it comes. Rav Asher Weiss also discusses how, you know, there are certain mitzvahs that are what's called the Seder Hayom. Seder Hayom. Seder Hayom, Shabbos, Yantif. Right? So, Seder Hayom is tefillin and tzitzis and all the, so every second, so every day. It's part of our Seder Hayom, part of our Avodas Hashem. And again, related to this stipler about, it comes up each day. Again, how much each day is the discussion in the postgame. It might be like the formulation of some achronim, all of my Talmud Torah, how much do I have to learn? All of my free time. So that's a sliding scale, depending on a person's free time. The Ar Sameach says that in Hilchas Tamat Torah. Your free time and your ability might be different than my ability. So all of my free time. So you have to know how to define free time. That's Tamat Torah. So it could be tefillin. However much you can put tefillin on. Chazal decided that Bizman Hazeh Shachris. Right, that's how what's possible for us. That's what they. It's not up to us to say more or less. Right, that's what they said. But in the days of old, they wore it all the time. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wore it all the time, and so did his Talmud Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yochanan b'sisva in the winter. This is our girsa. There's some that have the opposite girsa. B'sisva davi chazak reisha in the winter when his head was strong and felt good. Havilavish tarveyon. He used to wear both right all day. Tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Baram b'kaita davi chazak reisha. But in the summer when his head was hot that he couldn't have tefillin on all day. Lavilavish ella ba'adre. He only wore tefillin shel yad. Two different mitzvahs. Right. And each one is not ma'akev the other one. Some have the opposite girsa. That in the summer he wore it, that in the winter he didn't wear it because it was cold and he couldn't wear it in the winter. That girsa is quoted by the Rashba and quoted by others, and that is there is a big discussion in the poskim about chatzitza. Is there halacha of chatzitza by tefillin? Right, I can't have any separation between the tefillin and my body. The Torah quotes v'lo yedavar chotzeitz beinehem libsaro. I shouldn't have any hefsek between the tefillin and my body. Which tefillin? Is there chatzitza by both tefillins? I can't have any separation between the head tefillin and my body and the arm tefillin and my body. So the Shulchan Aruch says both. The Shulchan Aruch says, Lo yedavar chotzeis bein tefillin l'bsaro. Lo shna shel yad, lo shna shel rosh. Either the shel yad or the shel rosh, one shouldn't have chatzitza. The Ramah quotes, V'dafka b'tfilin, aval b'ritzuos ein lahakbid. Right, ritzuos, one doesn't have to be makbid. What happens if somebody gets a cold? Let's read the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll go backwards in time. Adam shu alo l'nezilos, v'imitzorach laniach tfil shal rosh al besara lo yanicham klal. Right, he's not going to put it on, he's cold. Yesh lahatilo laniach tfil shal rosh al hakova, dak, hasamach larosh, v'yachasi b'bnei aroim. Right, you could, if you're cold and you're freezing, you're not going to put it on tefillin unless you put it on. So then it's okay to have a hefsik, to have a chatzitza on the tefillin shel rosh. You could put it on and put the tefillin on the kova. Where does he get this from? From a tshuva of the Rivash in the name of the Rashba. And we have the Rashba also now. But what does that have to do with? Part of it has to do with Ar Yerushalmi. The Beis Yosef here quotes the Rashba that says, Rabbi Yochanan here didn't put on tefillin on his head because he was cold. Why didn't he wear a hat? Why didn't he wear a hat and put tefillin on the hat? And then he wouldn't be cold. So it must be that you're not allowed to wear a hat. You're not allowed to wear a hat because that would be a chatzitza. That's what he quotes from the Rashba. Right? Rabbi Yochanan didn't wear a hat. Says the Beis Yosef, I don't know if it's such a raya. Right? What was he saying? V'nirali litchos rayas ha'osrim. Di'ad kan lo shor lanichem behefsek el al gabi kovadak. Maybe a thin hat would have been good, but a big hat, that wouldn't be good. And Rabbi Yochanan, he had such a cold head, he would be freezing. He has to wear a cold hat. He has to wear a big hat, right? And because he had to wear a big hat, then it wouldn't have been good. But maybe if it would have been a thin layer, then that would have been good enough. So that's why the Beis Yosef is not so clear about if somebody doesn't have a choice and he has to wear this, so then can you have a hefsek? So, but again, lechatchila, we try not to have any hefsek, but the evidence, if one has to have. Rav Moshe talks about this in his toupee shuva, right? If somebody has wearing a toupee, could we put tefillin on the toupee? Is the toupee connected to his head? Is it stuck on? Is it just on? What if someone's wearing a wig? Rachman al Islan. What if somebody is, the case was, he didn't want to go to shul. I don't know, maybe if somebody's going through treatment and they lose all their hair and it's embarrassing. They wear a wig. So if they go to shul, they're going to have to put on tefillin without the wig. So Rav Moshe talks about, maybe he should put on tefillin at home, be yotze, without the chatzitza, make a bracha there, and then go to shul and put it on the wig. And then be yotze based on this, on this discussion in the Beis Yosef, if need be. Okay, but this is all, some of it is related to this. But it's clear that if he only wore the tefillin shel yad, because the shel rosh was, made him freezing and uncomfortable. So you see, it's a little, there's a p'tur mitzar, so to speak. If you look in the Ar Zarua in Chelek Aleph, Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Beis. But remember that story in Maseches Ksubis? The Gemara Maseches Ksubis that says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi at the end of his life, he was a mitzta'er, and he was running in and out of the bathroom because he was towards the end of his life. And what was happening towards the end of his life, he had to keep taking off his tefillin. And that was, sounds like that was the mitzvah. Let me find the Arizarua. I'll read it from there. He says, Halamata shachola patim on a tefillin. He quotes this Yerushalmi. V'yahid teperekanosei. Aye, but doesn't it say Mesechus Ksubis that Rebbe was very sick, and the Elyonim Mavakshim and the Tachtonim were Mavakshim. Kivan Dachazi. And finally, when the maidservant saw Kama Zimni Da'ila Beisakisi V'cholas tefillin, every time he had to go into the bathroom and take off his tefillin, Umanachlu, and then come out and put it back on. V'tka mitztair, and he was mitztair. Right? What was he mitztair? To have to take them off. That's what the Rashi says. So she started davening, and that's one of the Gemaras that you allowed to daven, and somebody should die if they're so, in such pain. But says Arzarua, you see, he was mitztayer, and he was still putting on his tefillin. Arzarua says, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was doing Yoser, Biktusha, Vitari, he was machra on himself. That's not the halacha. That's not the halacha in Ksubis Kuvdalad. But that's an important Gemara to relate to our sugya. So says the Gemara now, Vaita. V'yeno asr mishum erva. One second. Rabbi Yochanan wore his tefillin all the time, every second, right? Even if, when he went to the bathhouse, right? It says like he, what's the Lashon? Lo za'in minei. Didn't leave him. That was the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And it's Talmud Rabbi Lazar, and then Rabbi Yochanan. We only ask on Rabbi Yochanan, says the Sefer Charedim, because he was later, and then the Talmidim, in the days of the Gemara, only were able to ask about him. So, Ben Azim Mishim Erevas, Am Reb Chiyah Bar Abba, Afeik Rasin, Hayalovish Mibifnim. No, he had like a robe that he wore all the way till in. Kiavi Karave Azal Maschi, when he went to take a bath. Only when he got to the Ul Yarin, the people who were in charge of the bathhouse inside, he would take them off. The Sefer Charedim explains that there were really three rooms to the bathhouse. There was the outer room where people generally would get undressed. There was the inner room where people were basically undressed, heading towards the inner room. And the inner room was the one with the bathhouse. So most people took off their clothes in the outer room and then walked in. But Rabbi Yochanan wanted to keep his tefillin on, so he wore like an undergarment, underrobe. And the goyim allowed him to wear, because they realized he was old and frail, and they allowed him to wear this in. So he wore it all the way into the second room, and that's when he took off his, when he took off that robe, he took off his tefillin then. So he wore it kimat, almost to the edge. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Ad Yaakov Tarmosra Hayalovshan. He wore it until Yaakov Tarmosra. Who's Yaakov Tarmosra? So, question, what does Tarmosra mean? The Charedim says maybe it means a sapar. Maybe he means there was a haircutter always around, or that was just his name. But the Charedim says that Rabbi Yitzchak is arguing on Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says he wore it only into the middle room. Rabbi Yitzchak was saying he wore it all the way in. All the way in, and right before he went into the water, right into the bathhouse, that's when he took off his robe and his tefillin. The kaveh nafig maschi, and when he came out of taking the shower, havi avin lay, they used to give it to him. The kad havi maisin lay, and when they used to give him his tefillin on the way out, he used to say the same vart. Havi mamar, da milsa. He said this following Torah. Shnei aronos oyim mahalchanim yisrael b'midbar. There were two aronos that Bnei Yisrael were traveling with Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. Aron Oshol Chayo Holamim, the Aron, what we call the Aron, with the Luchos in it, the Luchos, the double Luchos, V'Aron Oshol Yosef, and the Aron, the coffin of Yosef's bones. These two Aronos traveled through with Bnei Yisrael. V'Yu'umos Ha'olam Omri, Mativan Shal Shnei Aronos Halalu, and the other nations asked us, what are these two boxes? V'Yisrael Omrin Lahem, Ze Aron Oshol Yosef, Im Aron Oshol Chayo Holamim. This is the Aron of Yosef HaTzadik, and this is the Aron of Hashem. Umos Olam Monin Es Yisrael. And the Umos Olam Monin. What's Monin? So if you look in the Pnei Moshe, he says Monin is from the word Ona'a. They used to make fun of us. They used to tease us. Other, I saw someone, one of them first in the back, say, this is the same word that's used, if, I think, in the beginning of Chukas, when they make fun of us, right, by Shatnez and by Paraduma. That's the Lashon Monin. But he suggests maybe it should be Onin. Right, they answer us and they make fun of us from the word ania. Okay, either way, they make fun of us. V'omrim v'chiyav shalom arana meis lios mahalichem arona shalchei olamim. Is this appropriate? The one of the aron of God and the aron of a human being. Can you put them together? V'yisrael omrim ayidei shashimer zeh mashakasa bazeh. Yeah, and we have something gemaras like this in I think Moed Katan. Right, he was mekayim what's written in here, and that's why you put it together. Right, even though he lived before the Torah was given. Right, we're talking about Yosef. But again, he was still Mekayim, everything. So that was the Dvar Torah that Rabbi Yochanan always gave on his way out of the bathhouse. Why did he pick this? Why did he pick this Torah? So Amar Rabbi Chanina, begin Meimar Mili Doraya. Because he wanted to say some Torah, right? When he got out of the bathhouse, he wasn't able to talk in learning, you know, up until that time. So he had to say it. They say Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, right after Tisha B'Av every year, right, when everybody else went to break their fast, he went and sat and learned for half an hour. I have this fasting from learning too, right? So I could, you know, have to sit and learn, right? Everybody else was starving for food, and, you know, some of our great Gedolim are recognized that starvation for Torah is even stronger. And therefore he sat. So he was starving. Rabbi Yochanan was starving to talk in Torah. So right when he came out, he talked in Torah. Says the Gemara, okay, but why do you have to say this thought? Just say something related to the Parsha. Amar le Rabbi Mana, v'hachin lo havi le milo de Urya chore. There was no other word of Torah lemeimar to say elada. Right, this was the only word of Torah that he could say. No, there must be a message here. Why do you always say this one? So the Gemara says, Ella, kintorin havin lomar. He was saying kintorin. Kintorin is like rebuke. Right, the Pnei Moshe, divrei kintorin aya, miskavin lomar lahem. Who is he talking to? Who is he giving rebuke to? Machlok is in the Mefarshim. So either, let's see, Yosef lo zocheh l'malchus, ela ayidei shishimer mitzvot shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef was zocheh to malchus because he kept the mitzvahs. Meaning, even though Yosef was really the tool of God to get the Jews down to Mitzrayim, and he went down earlier to get everything set, and he was l'michya shlachani aleichem, even so, don't think he was only there, and he only survived because of Schus Avos. It wasn't only that. It was because he kept the mitzvahs. It was because he himself did what he can to be strong. V'yanu lo zachinu l'kal ha-kavod hazeh, we're not zochet to all this kavod of doing mitzvos, ela yedei she-shamarna mitzvos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Because we keep the mitzvos of Hashem. V'yatun boil mevatla mitzvos ha-minon, and you're trying to take these mitzvos from us? The mitzvah of tefillin? Who's he talking to? Who's he talking to? So, machlokas. The Charedim says he's talking to the non-Jews that happen to be around and over here. Some of them were the Romans. We know at various times the Romans were decreed against certain mitzvahs that we do, including tefillin. Remember the tefillin, the stories of Elisha Baal Kanafayim comes up twice in Masech HaShabbos, where they were goes or against wearing tefillin. So Rabbi Yochanan was saying to them, you know, just a little bit, so they could overhear, tefillin keeps us going, and shmiras and mitzvahs keep us going. Don't you dare think that, you know, getting rid of mitzvahs is going to hurt you, it's going to help you, it's going to hurt you, because we're going to be moser nefesh. That's what the Charedim says. She'avinu agoyim, she goes in shmad ala mitzvahs. And he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Gazu Shmad Shalola Haniach Tfilin. So that's who he was talking to. The others, the Pnei Moshe says, he was talking to those, you know, sometimes the bathhouse got busy. So Rabbi Yochanan would get out of the shower, and they'd be, the people would be involved with other, clients. So he would tell them, I need my tefillin already. Every second that you delay, you know, you have to keep the mitzvahs. And every second that we keep the mitzvahs is going to help us. So how can you, you know, got to be quick. Got to be quick and get me my tefillin as soon as possible, if that works. That's what he was saying. Arov ha-ma'achrin mi'lahavi lo tefillin miyad. Shayu trudin ba'anashim ha-bom l'merchaz. People are coming. So he was saying, I guess, it's more important to get me my tefillin than before to take off their tefillin. Right, so that's what he was noting. Interesting, though, that the... It says here, right, the message is that Yosef was zochet to malchus because he kept the mitzvahs. So in life, this chazal could connect to something that we have mentioned often, and that is the idea that the Sefer HaChinuch says on the mitzvah of nekama, where the Chinuch wonders, you know, how could it be that we don't take nekama? Nekama is so natural, you know, a sweet revenge. Somebody does something, slaps me in the face, I want to slap them back. How could we not, like, want to take revenge? So the Chinuch says in life, we are always subject, you know, each person, we're a subject and an object. We are subject, we have Bechira Chafshis, we make decisions, every decision we're held accountable for, but also, we are objects in life. And anything that happens to us was meant to happen to us. How does all that work, subject and object? Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it worked out. But we are both subjects and objects. And one of the great examples of this is Yosef HaTzadik. Heard this 25 years ago from Rabbi Meir Torsky, Shlita, where he says Yosef HaTzadik, he says, Ki l'mich yesh lachan, you sent, it was all part of the plan. Was he telling his brothers that, yeah, you're off the hook, you actually did a mitzvah when you sold me. You know, I'm going to give you shlishi because you sold me. Ki l'mich yesh lachan. No, he wasn't whitewashing the whole thing. You did something wrong, and you as a subject are going to be, you know, have to stand trial for that after 120. But me as an object, am I going to be angry at you? Am I going to take revenge? Right, from my point of view, it was meant to happen, and whatever is tali b'das acherim, we have to recognize that. That's our Gemara that says Yosef deserved, worked on himself and deserved the spiritual state that he was in because he worked on that with his own hard work. Weiter. Once we're talking about tefillin, what brachas do you make on tefillin? Wow. Rav Zrikin, Bereshim Rav Idi Yaakov Aridi. Shino Sein Al Yah, when he puts on the Shel Yad, Ma Omer. The Yerushalmi has the opposite of our minhag. Baruch Asher Kadoshanu Mizav Zivanu, Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Shino Sein Al Rosh, Ma Omer, when he puts on the Shel Rosh, what does he say? Baruch Asher Kadoshanu Mizav Zivanu, Al Mitzvahs Hanachas Tefillin. So that's the opposite. Why do we make two brachas? One on the Shel Yad, one on the Shel Rosh? Wrong. We don't do that. Two brachas on the mitzvah of tefillin. Because if somebody, let's say, only has the Shel Rosh, he's not putting on the Shel Yad, he has a cast on his whole arm, you make two brachas on the Shel Rosh. Right? Because it's two brachas on the mitzvah of tefillin. It's not one on the Shel Yad, one on the Shel Rosh. This Gemara also, the Pashup Shot of this Gemara, the Rishonim quote this Gemara. The Pashup Shot of this Gemara is like the Ashkenazic custom, based on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, you make two brachas on tefillin. One on the Shel Yad, one on the Shel Rosh. It happens to be that here the Yerushalmi is flipped from our minhag. We made laniach on the Shel Yad and the al mitzvahs on the Shel Rosh. But this Gemara sounds like it's against Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam say you make one bracha on tefillin, right? Nusa the minhag of Sfaradim and the Mechaber. You make one bracha on the Shel Yad. If you happen to talk in the middle by mistake, then you'd make another bracha on the Shel Rosh. But if you don't talk, you make one bracha. So there, the Gemara Menaches says sach. Sach mevarech shtayim, lo sach mevarech achas. But this Gemara doesn't say anything about sach. This Gemara just says two brachas. So that's why this Gemara sounds like the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. It's quoted in Brachas and Daf Samach, and it's quoted in Menachas Daf Lamed Vav. Right. So, but this is the pashup shot of this. Why do we have two brachas on tefillin? Why do we have two brachas on tefillin? Have one bracha. Most businesses get one bracha. So we've mentioned it many times in the past. Rav Soloveitchik. Well, we don't have so much time now. We'll just mention it. I'll regal achas. And then we'll get back to it. There's two types of birchas hamitzvah. There's a birchas hamitzvah on a maisa hamitzvah, when we shake a lulav, when we blow shofar, when we read the Megillah, when we light Hanukkah candles. And then there's a bracha, birchas hamitzvah on a chalos hamitzvah. Some mitzvahs achieve a certain status. And as a recognition of that status, we make another birchas hamitzvah, which is kind of like a birchas shevach. But it's a birchas shevach that's said in the context of a mitzvah. You have that by bris milah. Ala mila is the bracha on the act of mila. Lahachniso is the bracha on the recognition that he is a mahul. Right, you have that on bris mila. Other times you only have one bracha, but it's a bracha on the chalos. Shchita might be that. Netilas yadayim might be that. There could be others. Kiddushin, right? Eishasish. But it could be, says Rav Soloveitchik, that is those two mitzvahs on tefillin. Lahaniach tefillin is the bracha on the maisa mitzvah. Al mitzvah tefillin is on the new status, because when somebody wears tefillin, they have a new status. And that's, if you look in the Rambam has the last halach in the Rambam, in Nuchas tefillin, he has a gorgeous lashon, and the Mefarshim wonder where he gets it from, but the Rambam says that when somebody wears tefillin, they are a different person. The Rambam says, Kelzman says, tefillin al rosha shal adam hu valzroa hu anav, vi yare, vi einu nimshach besicha b'schok, besicha b'tela, vi ne maharer b'machshav azro, selam afana libo l'divrei emes v'tzedek. Right, and that's why you have to try to wear tefillin as much as you can, because you become a different person. So that might be the two brachas, the bracha on the maisa mitzvah tefillin, and the bracha on the chalos. I'm sorry we had to do it quickly, but there's a lot more there. That's just a little bit. If you want to look in Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Shech LeSefer, he has a whole article on it. Ukshu Chalson, back to the Gemara. When you take off your tefillin, Ma'u Omer, Baruch Asher Kadoshanu Mitzvah V'Sivanu Lishmar Chukav. Right, Hashem commanded us to keep his chukim. Where does that come from? From the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, where it says, V'shamarta Zachukah Azos, keep the chukah miyamim yamima. During the day. So, Va'asya, command Amar, B'chukas Tefillin, HaKasim Adaber. This follows the opinion that that Pasuk is talking about the laws of Tefillin. Tefillin, keep me yamim yamima. So, the Pasuk says you have to keep Tefillin on during the day. When you take it off, you say this bracha. Baram, command Amar, B'chukas HaPesach, HaKasim Adaber. But if you say that all Pasuk is talking about Karban Pesach and not about Tefillin, lo b'da, then you wouldn't say such a bracha. The Tur points out in Simcha Haftes that we don't say this bracha bizman hazeh, because we don't paskin like this pasuk. We don't paskin like the pasuk that miyamim yamima is talking about tefillin, right? We don't say that. That's the Tur in Simin Chavtes. The Tur says she'ein halacha kibnei ma'arava. The halacha is not like the Yerushalmi kibnei ma'arava. The Torah knew the Yerushalmi. Shayim avarchem lishbaruch hu kabishas hasarasan mevnei shesovin laila lazman tefillin. Right? We don't paskin that laila is not zman tefillin. We paskin you can't wear tefillin at night because you don't want to pass gas in with tefillin on. We paskin that tefillin is zman grama because Shabbos and yontif is not zman tefillin. But even erev Shabbos says the Torah we don't make the bracha. For Lishbar Chukav, because again, he said it's not based on the Pasuk, but it's based on the Chazal that we're about to quote Be'ez Hashem in a minute. And then he says, that if somebody wants to say this bracha before they take off their tefillin, they can. And says the Torah, V'yani Tama, Kiva She'ino Chayev Lavarech, Im Yivarech Havei Bracha Lavatola. If you don't have to make a bracha, then you're not allowed to make a bracha. I don't know what that comes from. If you want to, you can. That's the tour in Simen Chavtes. Weiter. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Lazar anosin tefillin b'layla over basay. Rabbi Lazar says if you wear tefillin at night, you violate an asay. Matam, what's the source? Because of this pasuk. V'shamarta d'chuk razos mo'adam yami yamima. Where the guard this chok from day to day. Yamim v'lo leilos. Yamima pra'la shabbasos v'yamim tovim. So those psukim exclude a night and Shabbos and Yontif. Rabbi Yavo Yosef masni baramsho v'tefilo eloi. Rabbi Yavo used to learn at night and the tefillin were on him. Two answers. Number one, mitzadadan have. No, he used to move them to the side. So it wasn't in the right place. And if it wasn't in the right place, so kamim pikadon ha'ibiyadon, as if it was in his pocket. Right? Because it wasn't in the right place. Some say it means he actually took it off and held it right next to his head. One. Or, istabay meimar, lo amar elahanosein. You can't put tefillin on at night. Avalam hayu ala mibod yom, if they were already on, mutter. You can't put tefillin on at night, but you don't have to take them off. When it's at night, those are 2 days. Is the boy Meimar Nishma Minada? But others have a different source for the exclusion of Shabbos and Yontav, and this is what we paskin. Bahayu lacha laos. It should be for you for an os. Es shehu lacha laos. Pratla yamim tomim mishabasos. Shekula nos. Shabbos and Yontav are there themselves an os, and therefore a sign, a special mitzvah connecting man and God, and therefore you don't need the os of tefillin on Shabbos and Yontav because you have the os of Shabbos and Yontif. The Mefarshim explained you always need two osos, like two witnesses. So on a weekday, you have Bris Milah, which is also an os, and Tefillin. On Shabbos and Yontif, you have Shabbos and Yontif as an os, and a Milah. So that's why you don't need Tefillin. Wearing Tefillin would be a bizayon of the os of Shabbos and Yontif, right? All the Mefarshim wonder. And what if somebody doesn't have a Bris Milah because his brothers have died from hemophilia? Should he wear Tefillin on Shabbos? Shumas HaDeshen, the Radvaz, right? We assume not. But at least ask that question. We paskin not only is it an os, and you don't have to wear tefillin, but it's usur to wear tefillin. There's a zohar that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Aleph, where he talks about wearing tefillin. Right, big discussion what type of muksa tefillin is. Shabbos v'Yontif usur laniach tefillin. It's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Mepnei shehem atzmam os v'manichem mohem os acher hayazilzul laos shalahem. Chol HaMoed, huge topic. We'll have to get back to that at some point. V'log, says the Gemara, V'log ken ksiv miyamim yamima. Isn't it from yamim yamima? What do you mean it's because it's an os? Les lecha ela ki demar Rabbi Yochanan. No, it must be like what Rabbi Yochanan says. Kol mila dol mechavra, anything that is not explicit in the text, misamchin la min asrin sagi. Sometimes you can bring a couple of sources. Because, explain the Mefarshim, it's all asmachta anyway, it's all hints, it's not real drushas, and therefore if you could have three asmachtas, that's also good. It's also good, it's not a drusha that's learned three times. And therefore, laos is the real din, but the others are asmachtas for the din. Okay, we'll have to stop here, talk more about tefillin b'Hashem in the coming days.